Runyon Canyon Yoga. Here we go.
All right, you guys. Well, good morning, and thank you for joining us on this beautiful, just slightly overcast day. You know, we don't get a lot of weather here in LA, and I think that's why most of us live here, because it's so beautiful and nice. But it's, you know, we savor these times, and it's actually a perfect time to practice, where it's not like the sun's not blazing too hot and it's not too cold. You know, it actually feels pretty moderate. And we're definitely going to get some heat going in the body with the breath and some movement. But we just want to thank you guys for coming up here, making this journey up here. Thank you to Brent and Bryce, right? Yeah, for coming up for your first time. Yeah. And hopefully Crystal will be joining us soon, too.
She will.
Yeah. Well, my name is Siri. This is Kamala. And it is our pleasure to be up here and sharing these teachings and modalities that have shifted us so much. And really have helped our community and have been helping people for thousands of years. And we're just very honored to be part of that lineage that gets to continue to share things. And, you know, in a way, we're all teachers. And everything that we do in our life, all the experience that we have, helps us so that we may be able to share that. So each and every one of you are teachers in and of your own right. So just think about that as you're going through class and how you're able to share and help others that may not be as experienced as you are. And, you know, just like a parent is a teacher to a child, we're all there to help each other, especially now in this day and age in our community and being able, with so much information coming out, we're like all teachers here helping each other. And so we get a lot from you guys, just you being up here and you coming up and sharing your energy. So we thank you guys, and we're gonna have an awesome class. So just a few things to go over. We're sitting on a hill, so at any point if you guys wanna be sideways or downhill, you can do that. You just wanna make sure that your spine is tall when we're sitting upright. If you have a cell phone, please turn it to airplane mode or turn it off and just tuck it away. And just do your best to refrain from talking in this little area. If you need to jump on the phone or have a conversation, just we ask you go outside the fenced area. And other than that, let's have an awesome class. We will make some shift happen. Do your best, give it your all, listen to your body, and have fun. So, starting in a comfortable cross-legged position, and again, we invite you, if you want to sit sideways or facing downhill, you can totally do that. And in this position, just let your eyes close and bring your awareness all the way down to the base of the spine and all the way down to the sit bones, either side of your hips, and let your body begin to rock right and left. And as you do this, become aware of the weight of your body transferring from sit bone to sit bone, and maybe rocking a little forward and then a little back. Just feeling your connection down to the earth through the base of the spine, through your body, all the way down. And imagine you're creating a cord from you all the way down, deep into the earth. And then coming to center with eyes closed, we're going to take a nice big deep inhale through the nose. Sit as tall as you can. And keeping the length in the spine, you're going to exhale all the breath out. Let the shoulders relax even deeper. Let the jaw relax. Let your eyes close. Just let a sensation of relaxation just wave and drift across your whole body, starting from the crown of the head all the way down into the toes. And in this moment, we take the hands and rub them together. And as you do this, imagine you're starting a little fire. So get a little heat going. Use that friction to your advantage. And then we press the palms together and press the thumbs into the chest in prayer position. And as we breathe in these moments, smooth, slow, deep belly breaths, we take this moment to set an intention for our class. And an intention for you is specific to what you'd like to work on or what you're experiencing in your life that you'd like to create shift around. Let it become very specific right now. Distill it down into one or two simple words. And then envision that word as a symbol or a picture, and imagine that going into your body. And then we take a deep inhale, then as you exhale, let the chin fold down into the chest. And before we begin our practice, we take a precious moment to first and foremost honor ourselves, have gratitude and thanks for your body, for all of the ways that you're able to heal yourself and help others. And then we extend this gratitude to all of our teachers and mentors and all of those that have helped us along this journey. We thank you. And then we take a nice big deep inhale, sitting up tall, hold the breath in, and we seal in this intention, this gratitude into the body. And then as you exhale, let the hands float all the way down by the sides. And then on an inhale, we're gonna sweep the arms, reach them out and up, all the way up above the head, connect the palms, and as you exhale, we let them float all the way down to the center of the body and then all the way down to the sides. And we repeat, inhale, sweep the arms, stretch from the tailbone all the way up to the tips of the fingers. This time as you exhale, same motion, but imagine you're pulling in your intention into the body. So really bringing it down through the crown of the head and all the way down the spine and into every cell. One more time, we repeat, inhale, sweep, reach, stretch the shoulders, the arms, connect above the head, and as you bring them towards the body on the exhale, imagine you're pulling in the light of the sun and activating every single cell, all the energy centers. Beautiful. And then you're going to walk the hands forward on the mat, and we're going to stretch forward into a tabletop position on all fours. And in tabletop position, we just take a few moments to find this pose, find our sturdy base underneath. So spread those fingers wide. Hands are underneath the shoulders. Knees are underneath the hips. Let your hips push to the back corner of your mat and then sweep them around to the other corner and just stretch through the side of the body, the ribs, just inviting in any movement that feels good here. Just every part of your body that you bring awareness to, imagine it's lighting up like a light, preparing yourself for this practice, opening up to receive. Good. On an inhale, we're going to stretch the left leg back behind us. And we take a moment here as we first extend through the heel like you're pressing your foot against a wall, and then point the toe like you're pushing a button behind you, and then roll the ankle in one direction. And then go in the opposite direction. And then finding your balance here, we're going to lift the right arm straight up. And we just take three deep breaths as an extension. Imagine a straight line from the tips of your right finger all the way to the back toe. Good. One more inhale. Lift up a little higher. And then exhale, release. Pause for a moment. Keep the breath flowing. And then we inhale the right leg back behind us. And again, explore this space, roll the ankle, press the foot against an imaginary wall, point the toe. Good. Find your balance here, then extend that left arm straight up, and we balance three breaths. You can roll the wrist and the ankle as you do this. Good. And then one more inhale, stretch up, and then exhale, release. Good. Now, finding that nice, sturdy tabletop position, fingers spread wide. On an inhale, we're going to tilt the chin up to the sky and arch the lower back. And then as you exhale, you're going to round in the opposite direction, beginning cat-cow. And inhale, full range of motion, tilt the chin up, arch the lower back. Exhale, round in the opposite direction, really curve the spine. And continue moving just like this. We're going to go nice and slow here in the beginning. Big, full belly breaths in through the nose. Exhale through the nose. Letting your eyes close here. And again, just taking it nice and slow in these first few rounds, first few rotations. Then we're going to increase. So imagine if you're starting a car and we're going from first gear to second gear. We're increasing the breath, giving our engine a little bit of fuel to propel us. So keep that flow moving. We're moving moving at a nice consistent pace. Full big breath, full exhale, priming the body, priming the engine. Good. Now we're going to invite you to take it from second gear and bring it all the way up into third gear. So moving a little quicker, breathing a little deeper. If you were riding a horse, we would be coming into a nice steady gallop. But again, not pushing too hard. We're not forcing anything here in the beginning, but we're not going too soft either. Finding a nice flow with our body, with our breath. Good, now we've got 30 seconds. And you can either stay here at this pace, good, beautiful guys, or you can take it up one more notch into fourth gear, whatever feels good. Just listen to your body and do what feels good. We've got 21 seconds. Around the navel and the lower spine, and imagine you're sending the energy up into the third eye, into the forehead. And then as you exhale, you're going to round the back in the opposite direction. Tuck the hips, tuck the chin, hold the breath out. 3, 2, 1. And then we inhale, bring the spine and body back to neutral. Take 3 deep breaths, allowing yourself to move in any direction that feels good. Forward and back, left and right, twisting and turning. Then we're going to sit back onto the heels, stretch the arms out in front of us. Just begin to make circles with the hands and the wrists. Just bringing in a little bit of movement, a little bit of flow into the hands and the wrists. Thanking these hands and wrists for being so dexterous, for being so strong. It really is important to just really thank your body, thank every part, have gratitude for you. Shake the hands out, shake, 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 shake. Shake out the shoulders, the head and neck. You can make a little noise. Bounce up and down on the spine. Just shake, shake, shake. Inhale, sweep the arms up. Exhale, we're going to fold forward, walk the hands all the way out in front of you. And just like a cat, you're going to stretch and roll over onto your back on the mat. Coming, laying down here as we prepare ourselves for some powerful breath work.
Laying down on your back, just feeling the warmth of the beautiful sun and being grateful for this sacred space that you've opened up to give back to yourself. Place your hands on your belly, one on your belly, one on your chest, and feel your breath flowing in and out of your body. Feel your heart gently beating and extend gratitude to the lungs, to the heart, for working so well, for healing, for their ability to heal. We're gonna jump into our favorite breath invocation, the Wim Hof breath. It's 30 to 50 powerful breaths. It can be in and out through the nose or mouth. The mouth is really effective though, because you're able to pull a large amount of oxygen into your body as you breathe. And the point is to take the largest inhale that you possibly can, and then the exhale is soft. It's just about a third of that inhale, and it sounds like this. So I want you to jump into it. Powerful inhale, soft exhale. Go ahead and start breathing. Powerful inhale, soft exhale. And we're going to do it to the beat of this drum or bowl. So lock the breath, squeeze it around, squeeze, squeeze, exhale all of it out, every bit of it out, 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 like a balloon, and we hold empty and become still, motionless. Relax every cell of your body. You're gonna hold this breath out as long as you can, and you may surprise yourself. You'll be able to hold the breath out longer than you probably thought you could. And it's here where the healing starts. We've brought our bodies into an alkaline state. Hold out as long as you can, but whenever you need to, take that powerful deep inhale, and you're gonna hold that breath in. But test yourself. The breath is our first medicine. It can shift you faster than anything that I've ever experienced in my life. This breath is healing people from so many different chronic illnesses, from pain, from struggle, from anxiety, from depression. Again, when you need to, powerfully inhale and begin to hold that breath in, maybe even pressurizing it into anything, seen or unseen, that no longer serves you. And when you've held in as long as you can, sip in a little more breath and hold that. And whenever you're done, come back to long, deep breaths. Notice and feel the shifts in your body that you have made happen with just 2 minutes of powerful breathing. Good job, yogis. Wow. When you come back into your body, feel the connection first to yourself. So precious. You are a miracle. Every day we need to work to live our best life, to be super better, to be healthy, strong. Showing up for yourself is huge. Good. Beautiful job. We're going to jump into that one more time, so we can get the full benefit. So again, give yourself your all, yogis. Before we begin, deep inhale. Open the mouth, sigh it out. All right, breath warriors, here we go. This time, breathing deeper. With gentle eyes. Are you doing your best? If not, start now. Do not judge yourself ever. Just believe that you are doing your best in all situations. Don't compare yourself to anyone else here or at any time in your life. No one knows what has happened on your journey. Hold out for as long as you can, whenever you need to, taking that powerful deep inhale. Every day we have the chance to do better, to shift, to awaken, to learn, to change patterns, to live our own life instead of living for someone else. Holding that breath in or out, staying as long as you can. But when you do take that powerful deep inhale, pressurizing it into anything seen or unseen that no longer serves you, and at that last moment, sipping a little more breath and hold that, and then come back to long, deep breaths, being grateful, remembering why you came here. When you're done, pull your knees into your chest. Give yourself a huge hug. Thank yourself for giving your all to you. And tell yourself, I love you. Maybe for the first time today. Begin to roll your knees in circles on the sky. Make the circles as big as you can and notice how your back feels today. Are there any tight spots? Is there anywhere you need to work a little deeper or be sensitive of? Then roll the knees in the opposite direction. Good. Then stretch your arms up and over your head. Stretch your legs all the way out. Reach. Deep inhale. Open the mouth. Sigh it out. Then take your hands down by your sides. And you can either place them right by your hips, palms facing down. Or you may need to tuck your hands ever so slightly underneath your hips. See how it feels. Lift your legs straight up into the sky. Good. So we're going to inhale, open the legs into a wide V. Good. Exhale, cross right over left. Inhale, open wide. Exhale, cross left over right. Just a little cross. Good. Inhale, open wide. Exhale, cross. And you're going to find a good pace to do this at. Good. Inhale, open. Exhale, cross. And it's just an ankle cross, not a full cross. Just a little cross. There you go. Good. Inhale, open. Exhale, cross. Legs straight. Feet flexed. Listen, or do you breathe through it? straight, heels together. Straighten the legs out, heels touch. Inhale, open the feet like a V. Exhale, close. You're gonna do this real fast, windshield wiper feet. Inhale, open, exhale, close. Super fast as you can go. Heels should be touching. Touch your heels, please. And the feet are just opening like a V and closing, so your feet aren't moving on the mat. There you go. Perfect. You got it. Windshield wipers with your feet. Good. Only the toes are moving. Heels should be in one place. Fast, fast, fast. Go, 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 go. Good. This is going to bring up all kinds of stuff. I know, and it hurts, right? Who would have thought that this simple little exercise would do anything? Almost there. 11 seconds. Get those windshield wipers going. We got this. Nice. Beautiful, Yasmin. Yes. 3, 2, 1. Deep inhale. Hold the breath. Sip in more. And open the mouth. Sigh it out. Good job, you guys. Yes, you did it. Pull your knees into your chest once again. Give yourself the biggest hug. Thank yourself for giving your all to you. That's why you're here, to give back to yourself. And some of these exercises hopefully will challenge you. That's where the good stuff comes in. Begin to rock up and down on your mat. Because the things that are easy in life, well, they're easy. But those challenges build character, strength, and courage. Rock yourself up and down 4, 5, 6, 7 times, as many as feels good for you. And try to touch every single vertebra on the spine down. And then when you're finished, with a smile on your face, rock all the way up to a seated position with legs crossed. Turn your palms up on your knees. Feel the warmth of this beautiful winter sun we're so lucky to have shining down upon us. And just sit in gratitude for yourself. You're showing up for you. You're doing the work. This is huge, yogis. Good job.
Good. Take a nice big deep inhale. Sit up even a little taller. Relax the shoulders. And then through a small round mouth, cannon fire, exhale the breath. This next exercise is going to involve another breathing technique, and this one's called Breath of Fire. This is a fundamental breath in Kundalini Yoga. And essentially what we're going to be doing is, it's a rapid inhale and exhale through the nose. It's like we're panting through the nose and we're pumping and pulsing the navel with this breath. So what we're gonna do to get into it is we're gonna sit up nice and tall, close the eyes, and then take your left hand, place it right over the navel. We're gonna open the mouth and begin to pant rhythmically, just like a dog. Now, go at a pace that feels good for you, that feels like you could keep this pace going. And of course, if you're brand new, it might feel a little awkward or counterintuitive, but make it rhythmic, make it full, complete inhale, exhales. And with the left hand over the belly, try to feel your navel pulsing and dancing as you breathe. Now what we're gonna do is close the mouth and transfer this breath to the nose. Same rhythm, same pulse, equal parts in, equal parts out. Good. Now what you're gonna do is release the hands back to the knees so we come sitting into a meditative posture. Breath of fire, pumping the navel. Eyes are closed, rolled up and in at the third eye point. And if this is your first time doing the breath, it might feel counterintuitive. And that's okay. If you need to, take a break and come back in the same way that we did. And once you have found this breath, try to lock in like this is a meditation right here. Hands are released onto the knees. Good. Now, I'm going to invite you to relax even a little deeper here. Bring awareness into your posture. Keep the spine tall. Keep the shoulders down towards the earth. Eyes are closed, rolled up and in. Ladies, if you're on the first 3 days of your menstrual cycle or first 16 weeks of pregnancy, please stick with long, deep breathing for this exercise. Good. Now we're going to take the hands up into the sky above the head and bring them into the shape of a V. So the edges of your hands form the upper edges of the V, and your arms create the sides pointing all the way down into your heart center, which is creating the tip of the V. Good. We're going to point the thumbs towards each other and bring the fingers, let all the fingers curl in to touch the pads of the hands. Good. Thumbs create an invisible arc line above the head, pointing over all the way out to each other. Good. Keep the breath going. Guys, 30 seconds. As you go through this posture, let the challenge arise. And we go through these small challenges here, these small little moments of stress to build strength within the body and the mind. Like we're tuning our body, we're honing the skills of our focus. That's it, you guys, 20 seconds. And in this last little bit, doing this for somebody in your life that you know needs a boost. And imagine every breath, as long as you hold this posture, you're giving them solid, strong, loving energy. Good. Keep it up. 11 seconds. Gently squeeze the root lock, anus, sex organs, navel. Send the energy up the spine to the tip of the head. Stay in the pose. Powerfully exhale. Good. Then inhale. Touch the thumb. Reach the fingers up. Lengthen, lengthen, lengthen. Squeeze. And as you exhale, let the hands float all the way down the sides. And let them come resting into the lap. And I'd like to see if you can sit as still as possible, embodying a Buddha-like statue, bringing a state of harmony and balance and Zen into your body. Let your breath be smooth and slow in and out through the nose. Becoming very aware of the feelings within your body. And becoming very aware of the space all around your body. We inhale deeply. And as you exhale, what we're going to do is unfold the legs and extend the left leg straight out in front of you. And take a moment here, let that knee bounce up and down, maybe massage the top of that left leg. Keep your right leg tucked in so the sole of the foot is into the inside of the thigh. Just a little love massage all the way down, even if you can get down towards the ankle. Exhale, you're going to fold over that front left leg. We're going to take 3 deep breaths right here. And see if with every exhale, you can sink a little bit deeper and stretch a little bit further. And the inhale, allow yourself to expand. And as you exhale, allow yourself to sink into this new space you're creating. Good. Now, we're going to begin a dynamic exercise. So if you can, wrap your 2 front fingers of your left hand around that big toe and press the thumb into the toenail. If it's too much to do that, keep the left hand on top of the knee. And this is what the exercise is going to look like. On an inhale, we're going to extend back, reach back all the way back and up at a 45 degree angle, open up. And as you exhale, you're going to fold over that front leg, nose towards the knee. Inhale, use the navel, lift up. Extend open, exhale, fold forward, good. And allow yourself to keep moving just like this. Inhale, open, exhale, fold. Inhale, open, exhale, fold. Now, if it's too much for you to reach down to your toes, which in fact it looks like you guys are all good, you can have a variation of having your hand, that left hand on the knee, and it'll look the same, but the hand is on the knee. Good, inhale up, exhale, fold. Inhale up. Exhale, fold. Good. 45 seconds. And allow yourself to move with fluidity like this is a dance. Try to find a pace and a rhythm that works good for you. Bringing intention into your movement. Bringing flow, breath, prana, life force into your body. That's it, you guys. Expand. Every breath, exhale, sink a little deeper. 21 seconds. And maybe in these last 7 seconds, if you feel it, move a little quicker, breathe a little deeper. That's it, you guys. 3, 2, 1, and we inhale up in the up position and hold, lengthen. Imagine you're shooting energy out of that right hand all the way up into the sky. And as you exhale, you're going to fold over that front leg. Let the chin curl into the chest and take 3 deep breaths. Your next inhale, we're going to roll the spine up and carefully switch the legs, bend the left knee, extend the right leg straight out, and just allow that right leg to move a little bit, maybe bounce the knee up and down, take your hand on top of the thigh, gently massaging, just bringing a little movement, a little activation into that leg. Good. Then coming back to center on an inhale, we sweep the arms up. And as you exhale, fold forward over that front leg. Take 3 deep breaths. Good. Now, to begin this exercise, wrap the first 2 fingers around the big toe, press the thumb into the toenail. On an inhale, we extend that arm back and up, 45 degree angle. Exhale, fold forward over that leg in a deep stretch. Inhale, up, expand, open. Exhale, fold forward and continue just like this. Let your eyes be closed and allow yourself to move with fluidity here. Beautiful. Thank you. Good, 30 seconds. Next exhale, folding even deeper into this pose. And then when you're ready, begin to inhale and roll the spine back up. Cross that right leg back in towards the body. Coming seated into a comfortable, easy pose. Spine is tall, eyes are closed. Hands are either on the knees, palms face up, or in the lap, one hand on top of the other. And again, dropping into this meditative space, opening up, expanding your awareness in between each pose, each exercise. Beautiful.
Deep inhale. And as you exhale, rolling over your knees to come into a tabletop position on your mat. Hands under shoulders, knees under hips. Inhale, spread the fingers out wide like a starfish. And as you exhale, press the fingers, knuckles down, tuck the toes, and press your body back and up to downward facing dog. Allow your body to become this powerful pose. Sinking down, letting the heels press down towards the earth, letting the chest move towards the knees, arching the back ever so slightly. Inhale, come up to the tips of your toes, squeeze. Exhale, lower the heels down toward the earth. Inhale, lifting up to the tips of your toes. Squeeze the glutes. Lift. Exhale, lower the heels down. And again, inhale all the way up to the toes. Squeeze. Exhale, lower the heels down. Step your feet together. And inhale, right leg reaches into the sky. Stretch that right leg up as high as you can. Roll the ankle. Breathing long and deep here. And on your next exhale, bend the right knee and let the heel fold towards the left. Spiral the right hip up to the sky. Deep inhale and exhale, swing that leg all the way forward. Staying up on your back toe, you're gonna lift up to crescent pose. Tuck your tailbone, back leg straight and strong, and focus your gaze at one spot in front of you. And then sink down. Find that perfect pose for you. If it feels easy, wiggle the right foot forward, sink a little deeper. Slow your breath down. See if you can flex all the muscles in your lower body to support this powerful pose. Deep inhale. As you exhale, bring your hands slowly down to your heart and take your gaze to the earth about 2 feet in front of the right foot. Inhale, inch your left foot forward. Thank you. right hand reaches up, and then behind your back to wrap around to the left hip. Stack your hips here, breathe. Good. It's a variation of half moon. One more inhale. And exhale. Drop that right hand down. And some love down into the earth, thanking yourself for giving your all, doing the work. Good job, guys. Breathing here.
Few more long, deep breaths right here, letting your chest and heart sink a little deeper, letting your forehead melt into the earth, and letting your spine elongate. At the end of your next exhale, we're gonna stretch the whole body forward and come onto our bellies here. You're gonna take your hands underneath your shoulders into a baby cobra and lift the chin, lift the shoulders, lift the chest off the ground, but keep your hands just right underneath the shoulders. Now straighten your legs behind you and rock gently from right to left so you really feel the belly opening up and feel the chest lifting. Good. Now, on your next inhale, you're going to stretch your arms all the way to the sides. And as you exhale, you're going to begin to breathe long and deep here. If you would like, you can lift those feet off the ground. A few deep breaths. Now we're going to take the hands in front of us for three breaths. Try to keep the chest lifted. Try to keep the feet lifted.
did good. We inhale. As you exhale, bend the knees, reach around, grab the ankles, the outsides of the ankles, lift the thighs off the ground, push the feet into the hands and try to lift even a little higher. To the chest and just let the head and neck rock from right to left. And allow subtle movement to come into your body to feel some deep stretches. Good. Then on an inhale, we're going to lift up. Short time, begin breath of fire. Remember, rhythmic pumping in and out through the nose. Pump the navel. 15 seconds. Five, four, three, two. We inhale up, hold, and exhale, release. Whew. Turn the head to one side, release the feet.
And take some long, deep breaths. Whole body sinking down.
Position. So starting with your spine flat on the earth, hands by your sides, bring the knees into the chest, take a deep inhale, and as you exhale, you're going to lift your hips, extend your legs, and bring them up and over the head. And the feet are going to work their way towards the ground. And then try to wiggle the shoulders a little bit closer together. And then you're going to begin to breathe nice and deep into the belly. Hands can either be down on the earth or at the small of the back, or you can even clasp the hands. Good. Just breathing long and deep here, and see if you can straighten your legs, and if you can, bring the toes to the earth. Wiggle the weight of the body a little more onto the shoulders, and then just let your feet move to the right about 6 inches as you keep breathing nice and deep. And then you're going to let them move to the left about 6 inches. We just make subtle movements and subtle variations to allow us to get deeper into the spine and the upper back. Good, that's it, you guys. Now what we're going to do is take the hands to the small of the back, thumbs pointing outward, fingers pointing towards the glutes. Bring your elbows in a little bit closer, and then on an inhale, you're gonna lift the hips, lift the legs, and we're gonna come all the way up into a shoulder stand. And this is where the feet are trying to lift above the head. Good, wiggle a little deeper into the shoulders, the elbows a little closer, lift the hips a little higher. That's it. Do your best. Breathe deeply. You guys are doing so well. And I invite you to make any variations you'd like now. So a good one is to let the legs come open into a V or a straddle and let your body gently helicopter from right to left. You can let one leg come down towards the earth at a time. We just take about 10 to 15 more seconds here in this pose. Just inviting in some intuitive movement, intuitive flow, but just make sure that your breath is still nice and smooth. We're not holding our breath at all. Good. Five, four, three, two. We're going to inhale the legs all the way back up to center. Try to reach even a little higher. And then as you exhale, let the knees bend all the way down by the ears.
and one vertebrae at a time, slowly lower the body down. And then as you do this, try to straighten your legs, reach up and clasp the outsides of the feet in a reverse forward fold. And we just take a few long deep breaths right here. Try to flatten the spine out to the earth. And then you're gonna bend the knees wide, coming to the outside of the ribs. And we come into happy baby here with the soles of the feet up to the sky, the hips gently rocking right to left. And maybe if you want, you can straighten one leg at a time. Maybe even straighten both legs for just a moment. Good, and then you're gonna wrap the arms tightly around the legs, curl into a nice ball, bring the knees into the chest, bring the nose up into the knees. In short time, we're gonna begin breath of fire. Good, so keep the chin tucked into the chest. Last exercise of the day, 30 seconds, you guys. Pump the navel, you got it. Try to clasp the elbows if you can. Together, we inhale nice and deep, hold, gently squeeze navel, squeeze the spine, stay in the pose, exhale all the breath out, squeeze even deeper, and then inhale, open the arms, release the legs, and come unfolding all the way down onto the mat, and now we prepare ourselves for our final resting pose, Shavasana. This is where all of the work, all of the breath, all of the movement, all of the meditation gets to sink deep into the body. And if you're in a space that you'd like to move into, like the sun, you can do that. If you want to come closer to the bowls or the sound healing, you can do that. But just allow yourself to get as comfortable as possible here. Allow yourself to move in any direction that feels good. So your body can just totally relax as deeply as possible. So together we're gonna take one nice big deep inhale. Hold at the top for 5, 4, 3, 2. Open the mouth, exhale it out. And relax.
give up all the worlds, places, relationships, jobs, diets, programs, and things you've been trying to force yourself into. You were born to be free, like falling leaves, the hummingbird, the hawk, the lion and the lioness, and sacred honeybee. You are a land-loving unicorn and a dreamer amongst trees. You are the gatherer, the storyteller, the invisible mystery, and visible proof of magic. So take off your shoes, walk towards what you've hidden, and remember what it means to be human. The moment you decide to stand unafraid, you awaken the sparkle of your soul and a love that will swallow you courageously and whole. Let the corners of your lips tilt upwards. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin. And have such gratitude for yourself as you take a deep breath and begin to wiggle your fingers and your toes. Deepening the breath even further, roll the wrists, roll the ankles. And then with a deep inhale, stretch your arms up and over your head and your toes down towards the earth. Stretch right, stretch left. Imagine you're waking from a deep and restful sleep. And then rub the hands together and the feet together, stimulating the thousands, hundreds of thousands of nerve endings in the fingers and toes. And then give yourself a huge hug and again, thank yourself for coming to the mat to give to the most important person in your life, that is you. And you can either roll to the right or left, or you can rock yourself up and down to bring yourself back into a comfortable seated position on your mat with your eyes closed as we close out today's practice. Sitting up nice and tall with a deep inhale, rub the palms, fingers, knuckles together. And as you exhale, bring the hands to the center of the chest and just feel the love, self-love, that you've cultivated today within your practice. And now we'll combine some of this goodwill, good energy, and love, and we will send it out to this beautiful place, Runyon Canyon, that holds us, this little slice of nature that we have to practice yoga, hike, build community. Take a deep inhale. And send Runyon Canyon some love. Let's combine our good energy, goodwill, and love and humbly send it to wherever it's needed most in the world today. Deep inhale. Send that love out. Bow your chin to your chest. Take a moment to think of someone in your life who's going through a struggle right now who could really use a shift in mind, body, or spirit. Take a deep inhale, breathe in what they're going through. Hold it, squeeze it around, sip in a little more. And then humbly send them whatever it is that you think they could use right now. And then we bow our heads to this great planet, Pachamama, Mama Gaia, everything she gives us every single day so that we may thrive here. Take a moment to send her deep love and reverence and send her a prayer that she may heal, that we may connect with her and take care of her. And last, bow to you. Bow to the teacher inside of you. Bow to your courage, your strength. Bow to everything that it's taken to make you the miracle that you are today. And last, bow to your health. It is all you truly have. Send yourself a deep prayer of love and gratitude. Sat Nam.
Sat Nam.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Aho. Thank you so much, yogis. Give yourselves a hand. Thank you so much for coming out on this beautiful winter day. I hope you have made shift happen in your body and that you're able to go out and be the light, be the lighthouse, give back, be in service. It is an honor and such a pleasure to share these teachings with you up here. I don't know, some of you may know, but I've been here now for 17 or 18 years, a very long time sharing and giving back. And believe it or not, we're thinking about taking a break from Runyon because in these 17 years, there's been highs, lows, ups, downs. But we are going to be taking a break from Runyon Canyon. And I think that someone's going to take our class for a while and we may come back in the summer, but there's a point in teaching where you give and you give and you give, and sometimes you feel like it's just not giving back. And not that you guys are all amazing, but it's been a long, long run up here, and it might be time for someone else to come up and really give their all. We will be teaching at our studio in Toluca Lake, and we will be here through the end of January, so please come and join us. And we're still going to be offering classes online, and there is a chance that we may come back in the summer, but I'm just kind of giving you guys the pre-warning and letting you know so that you can come for the rest of the month and then maybe join us in our home. And we will have someone amazing here for the next, in February and March. So just letting you know, it will be very hard to leave. My heart is in this canyon. I've been here every Tuesday and Thursday since I started teaching yoga. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for coming out today. We'll be here next week, unless it rains. And if it does rain, go to Runyon Canyon Yoga, turn on your device, and we'll be on your device teaching from inside. You can have a cup of tea and do yoga with us from the comfort of your own home, because we live stream every time it rains. These classes are by donation. You can tuck your donation here in the bag of prosperity. Remember, every time you give, no matter what or when you do it, give from a place of abundance and love and gratitude. You can also donate via PayPal, yogagalactica@gmail.com, and Venmo at Yoga Galactica. And we have class at our studio tonight. We have some amazing things happening at our studio right now. And we'd love for you to join us. If you aren't connected, you can sign up on our mailing list or grab a card. We love you guys so much. We're so grateful to have spent all this time with you. And so thankful to share these technologies. Have a fantastic day. Go out, be the light. Look people in the eye, give them a smile, and be in service. Thank you, guys.